Good luck, Hanky. Is there anything I should be doing to prepare for my new position?
That was Pete the Barn Cat, trying to use underhanded sneaky tricks to shake my confidence. I tried to ignore him, which is the second best thing you can do with a cat. The first best thing you can do with a cat is to beat the snot out of him and run him up a tree, which I sincerely wanted to do but couldn't, for the simple reason that I had an appointment with Destiny. This was my last chance, fellers, and I had to put everything into it. Hence, instead of rushing off and wasting my last shot, I decided to analyze the two previous attempts and try to learn from my, I wouldn't exactly call them mistakes. Errors might be a better word. Bad luck. Difficulties. Unfortunate circumstances. Tiny miscalculations. Windows of opportunity that had been slammed shut by the winds of life. Circumstances beyond the control of myself or any other dog on earth. I decided to learn from the past, shall we say. For you see, I had detected a certain pattern in the bunny's response to my missions against him. Here, look at this map. Oh, well, you can't see it. Okay, imagine a map. The gas tanks form point A, right here. The lumber pile becomes point B, over here. Point C is the point in the home pasture to which the bunny had run on the two previous encounters. As you can see, the three points, if joined together by imaginary lines A prime, B prime, and prime rib, would form a triangle. Pretty suspicious, huh? How did that rabbit know about triangles? How could he have known that if you connect any three points in the universe with straight lines, you get a triangle? I mean, we're talking about geometry, the kind of heavy-duty math we use all the time in the security business, but not the sort of thing you'd expect a bunny rabbit to understand. This was my first hint that perhaps I had underestimated the intelligence of the alleged rabbit. Not only had he won the first two outings against me, but there appeared to be more than a slim chance that his victories could be traced to something other than dumb luck. In other words, I was staring right into the jaws of a conspiracy. This rabbit had been using strategy against me, and to explain what I mean, let's go back to the map. I'm here at point A. The rabbit is right in front of me. He takes off towards point B. I follow him, pursuing a course described by line A prime. You still with me? I know this is pretty complicated stuff, but just hang on. Okay, Bunny reaches point B in the pasture. What does he do then? He changes directions and goes streaking towards point C, the lumber pile, following line B prime. Here's the startling conclusion of all this. It was beginning to appear that the rabbit had led me to point B, knowing all the time that he would end up running back to the lumber pile. Now, if that's not cheating, tell me what is. It's a kind of backhanded, underhanded, left-handed, sneaking approach you'd expect from a cat. But from an innocent little rabbit? No, sir. Hey, if you can't trust a rabbit anymore, what kind of world are we living in? What are we coming to? I mean, once the rabbits turn to lying and cheating, who's next? The kids, mothers, baby birds, puppy dogs and fawns, apple pie, Christmas carols? Is there anything sacred left in a world where bunny rabbits lie and cheat and steal and rob and spit at their grandmothers? Just when I think I've seen it all, I see something else. Just when I think I've hardened myself as hard as I can harden, I find fresh evidence of something new and awful. Just when I think this soiled world has no more shocks and surprises, I see something like this, and it just about breaks my heart. Rabbits cheating. Rabbits lying. Well, a guy can't just quit or resign from life, or crawl under his gunny sack and hide from all the meanness and ugliness. He's got to come back and strike a few blows for honesty and decency. And that's where I found myself After going through several minutes of spiritual heartburn and moral agony, I couldn't change the world, fellers, or put all the bad guys out of business, or spare the little children from the mess we'd made of the world. All I could do was catch that stupid, stinking, sniveling, sneaking, counterfeit little rabbit who had made a fool out of me not once but twice, and teach him an important lesson about lying and cheating. What a fool I'd been. I'd played the role of Mr. Nice Dog, and what it had gotten me. Okay, he wanted to play games with me, so we'd play games. But we were fixing to play my game. Here's the crutch of the whole deal. I'll reveal it if you'll promise not to blab it around. See, that rabbit was more devious than I'd ever supposed. He'd made that loop out into the pasture, knowing all along that I would follow him. But just suppose that I didn't follow him. Just suppose that instead of running my legs off out in the pasture, I took a shortcut through the corrals and was standing in front of the lumber pile when he came hopping up. Hehe. Pretty awesome, huh? Let me tell you something. I hadn't been named head of ranch security strictly on my good looks, although that had been a big factor. A dog's mind is a scary thing, and moral indigestion is a powerful force. Put them together, and you have something that is truly awesome. Okay, here we go. I rose from my gunny sack bed, just as I had done before, and began the pursuit phase of the procedure. The bunny ran. I chased. We headed out into the pasture and began the sucker phase. I was watching the rabbit very carefully this time, don't you see? And when he stopped looking back over his shoulder, I altered my compass heading, veered off hard to the right, and went zooming straight for the corral fence. As I approached the fence, I did one last instrument check. Allowing for wind and so forth, I would arrive at the lumber pile 3 seconds before the victim. All systems were go. All I had to do now was perform what we call an under-the-bottom-board maneuver, a fairly simple and routine procedure in which your cow dog approaches a corral fence at top speed and darts under your bottom 2x6 board without... Larkin, Rice, Murgle, Pork Chops, Snickle Fritz, aimed a wee bit high on that one. Swimming in molasses, the stars came out, dork, murk, snork. I gathered myself up off the... I became aware of a throbbing pain in my head. My neck was badly cricked, and someone had removed my legs and installed a new set made of soft rubber. The earth was turning in an odd direction, and I found it hard to stand in one spot. It appeared that I had, or shall we say that my instruments, had failed me at a very crucial point in the maneuver. And once your entire guidance system has gone on the fritz... Laughter. Did I hear? Yes. The cowboys. Laughing. Howling. Leaning against the saddle shed. Doubled over, slapping their thighs. They had been spying on me, had watched the entire incident. Did they rush out with ice packs or bandages or even an encouraging word? Oh no, everything's a big joke with them. Go get that little rabbit, Hanky, one of them yelled. I don't remember which one, it doesn't really matter. I don't care, one's as bad as the other, and neither one shows much sensitivity to tragic situations.
Sick 'em, boy,
said the other, as he was brought to his knees by a convulsion of childish laughter. So there I was, not only badly injured from wounds received on a combat mission, not only wrecked and deformed and partly crippled, but also mocked and scorned by the very people I had sworn my cowdog oath to protect. Maybe you think I had hit the absolute bottom, that I couldn't sink any deeper. Maybe you think that everything bad that could have happened to me had happened to me. that's what you think, then you've forgotten that I had wagered my job as head of ranch security and had lost the wager. In other words, fellers, not only had I lost my job, but it had been won by Pete the Barn Cat. That's what I'd call a pretty scary thought.